From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. There's another sign that tensions may be cooling on the Korean Peninsula. A spokesman for South Korean President Lee Myung-bak says a high-level delegation from North Korea has delivered a message from North Korean leader Kim Jong-il during a half-hour meeting at the presidential Blue House in Seoul. The spokesman says the message was about inter-Korean cooperation, but he didn't provide any other details. The meeting is being seen as a step forward. Lee is routinely denounced by the North. Relations have been tense ever since Lee linked aid to North Korea's commitment to nuclear disarmament. The Scottish government has responded to a blistering letter sent by FBI Director Robert Mueller, calling its decision to release the Lockerbie bomber a mockery of justice. Larry Miller has more from London.
The Scottish government is unrepentant over its controversial decision to free the terminally ill Lockerbie bomber Abdulbasid Ali al-Megrahi. Responding to the FBI director's strong comments, a government spokesman said the right decision had been made for the right reasons, on the basis of due process and clear evidence. He went on to say that compassionate release is not part of the U.S. justice system, but it is part of Scotland's. The spokesman also said the FBI chief should be aware that while many of the victims families opposed the decision, many others backed it. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A tropical storm warning is in effect along the coast of Massachusetts, including the island of Martha's Vineyard, where President Obama and his family are due to start a summer vacation this weekend. Hurricane Bill is still a Category 1 storm, and even though it's expected to weaken further as it moves toward Canada, it's still generating big waves and dangerous rip currents. Beaches in Massachusetts, New York, and elsewhere on the East Coast have been closed to swimmers. From member station WCAI, Kathy Corman is at LeCount Hollow Beach in Wellfleet, Massachusetts, where she describes the current conditions.
Hurricane Bill has yet to bring more than strong surf to Cape Cod, a little over 100 miles east of Boston. Tides are surging about 4 feet above normal. Most swimmers are staying out of the ocean, but that's not dissuading Dave Pike, who is suited up to head into the water.
And I've been lifeguarding for 32 years.
It would take such a severe rip current or the waves being so inconsistent that there was no hope for fun, and then I wouldn't go in.
The Cape is not expected to experience the full effects of the storm until Sunday morning, before President Obama and his family are due to arrive on Martha's Vineyard. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Corman in Wellfleet, Massachusetts.
Another tropical storm has formed in the Pacific Ocean. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Hilda is now far out in the Pacific. Hilda is the eighth storm of the Pacific hurricane season. It is not currently threatening land. This is NPR News. An oil rig off the northwest coast of Australia is gushing oil into the Timor Sea, causing fears of damage to an area environmentalists call a superhighway for migrating marine life. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports.
Oil began leaking Friday from the West Atlas rig, about 150 miles from Australia's environmentally sensitive Kimberley coast. Authorities say the 10-mile-long oil slick seems to have stabilized in size, which suggests the oil is breaking down naturally at the same rate it's flowing from the leak. The government is flying more than 50 tons of chemical dispersant to the area to help contain the spill. Julia Gillard is Australia's Deputy Prime Minister.
As soon as we see an oil spill, obviously our concern runs straight to the environment and to doing what we can to make sure that oil isn't threatening our marine environment.
Maritime authorities say their number one priority is getting the leak plugged. The spill isn't expected to reach the coastline, but environmentalists are worried this is just the start of many problems as oil and gas drilling in the region increases. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Fears about the pace of government reimbursement has led the country's largest auto dealership chain to halt its participation in the popular Cash for Clunkers program. AutoNation says it has stopped new sales under the program because it wants to make sure it can submit paperwork before the Monday evening deadline. Mexico's president has invited NASA astronaut Jose Hernandez to dinner when he returns from space. Hernandez is set to go into orbit early Tuesday aboard the space shuttle Discovery. Hernandez was born in California but spent part of his childhood in Mexico. He is the son of Mexican migrant workers. Calderon says he's very happy that Hernandez is putting Mexico's name in space. This is NPR.